scriptural statements about the special benefit of Kartik Vrata. And special potency, like Prabhupada said, you make 100 times, 1,000 times the advancement this time of year. Even in Bhagavatam, Krishna talks about 10 things in the mode of goodness, 10 things that one should cultivate in the mode of goodness, and one of them is time. So there are certain times that are more favorable for spiritual life. Of course, Kartik is transcendental, but still it's a special time, and it, therefore when things are especially conducive for spiritual life, then one should take advantage of those times. Prabhupada, later years especially, he was there in Vrindavan most of the time for Karti, Urja Vrata. And it becomes special by different pastimes, which the one most emphasized for us was this Damodar Leela. And but lifting of Govardhan Hill and Krishna's Rasa Yatra is Sharadiya Rasa Yatra, beginning taking care of the cows. These all happen in different ages, ages meaning different years of his appearance. And his Damodar Leela was when he was just 3 years old. But then lifting Govardhan Hill was later, when he was 7. And it adds variety. This is festivity adds variety. When I was writing about Damodar, month of Damodar, or Navabraja Mahima, then I realized that if you worship Radha Damodar, because it always says worship Radha Damodar on the month of Kartik, but if you worship Radha Damodar, anytime you worship him, then it's Kartik. So Kartik Vrata is always present with Radha Damodar. Padma Purana, there's this story of a prostitute who wanted to change her ways. So one sadhu advised her, "You just observe Kartik Vrata." So she said, "How do I do that?" He says, "Just it's starting now. Just go to the banks of the river and you'll find some other women there who are doing that." So she went to the riverbank, some riverbank, doesn't say which, and there were some ladies who were just beginning their vrata. And doesn't say what it was either. It can be different depending on what one wants to do. And she did the vrata, and at the end of the month, then the Vishnu Gurus came from Vaikuntha, and they just took her straight back to Godhead. It doesn't even say that she died, it just says that she went straight back to Godhead. So there's so much potency and devotional service. You just have to be patient. Actually, just like in the Gita, Krishna says, Aham tvam sarva papebhyo. He says, I'll free you from your past sins, which means he frees us from our karma. But if we were actually freed from our karma, then we'd die, because this body is your karma. It's a product of karma. And Baladev, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they all elaborate on this, that actually if devotees, if they, the power of devotional service is such as if you offenselessly practice Krishna consciousness, then you become free from your karma, and that means you leave your body. But Krishna makes arrangements so that we don't, because then we wouldn't, number one, we wouldn't complete our devotional service. You always keep coming to a certain stage, you drop dead, you never develop prema. So in order to actually perfect devotional service, you have to have a body. Otherwise, even at an intermediate stage, you could give up your body. And that's why patience is required, or virtue. But just these very powerful activities, they award inestimable result. You just need to keep pace in order to get those benefits. The Damodar Ashtakam is also just like many many songs or prayers that are not really composed, but they're just recited. They appear to be compositions, but they're always eternally existing. And it seems like this Damodar Ashtakam is also like that. It's something that residents of spiritual world also sing. just around midnight, there's unbelievable noise here. Midnight. I thought a building had collapsed somewhere. It was so loud, I couldn't relate, or a bomb. I didn't know what the bomb was going on. I was expecting people to rush out in the streets, but that wasn't what happened. This used to be so quiet, Mayapur. There were no trucks here. Well, there were buses, but probably two a day. And it's a dirt road. There was no trees on it. It was barren. And there were no buildings. There was nothing between here and Yoga Pit. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur's, there wasn't a building. It's just like in Mayapur, in Vrindavan. Between Fogal Ashram and Krishna Balaram Mandir, there wasn't a building. Now there's so many buildings. Well, there was Ban Maharaj's ashram, but Prabhupada once went, Bhavananda told me Prabhupada once went to visit Ban Maharaj. He wanted him to give a little land for Gurukul. And Ban Maharaj, in the discussion, he said, well, if you build a library, I'll think about it. Then Prabhupada excused himself when he went back. When he was going back, he said, this man is so miserly, even if Lord Chaitanya personally begged him, he wouldn't give him any land. That was some of the nice things he said about Ban Maharaj.